Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone this morning, sitting here this morning, with a gentleman with a big grin on his face, like
possum eating sawbriars is what Mama would say.
Well, I was going to say that, but sometimes you got to be careful. But got City Mayor, Mr. Luke Collinger, with us this morning, and we got some things we're going to talk about for a little while, and then we're going to talk about the movies up in the park a little bit.
Yeah.
Just all about City of Salina here for a little while. Of course, we've got to thank everyone that makes this possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and we really appreciate them. That's the three-star committee, the Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, all of the great folks in and around here in the county that advertise on this show. And I know they do have a special deal if you want to advertise on the show, or you get announcements made more than normal people do, I guess. But we're here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country, broadcasting worldwide, we hope, from the tower out at Midway, I believe, where we're still coming from. I guess a lot of folks, they may think that was a cell tower or something, but that's actually the broadcast tower for us here at WVFB. And it's a pleasure being here each Thursday morning. And, of course, this show is live and in living color at 9 o'clock. And then this evening, I think we're at 5 o'clock on our rebroadcast now, because I think they have the coaches' football show at 6 o'clock. And you know how that goes with football. That surplants about everything in and around it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to get the football on. And, of course, both of these counties have a long, long history of football. Used to be big-time rivals years ago. But I know they both had some great successful years, and we're looking at the beginning of a successful year for our young men out on the gridiron. We won last week. I think we beat the old-time nemesis Jackson County by 35-0. And this week we're playing, I think, Clinton County, Kentucky. And also over at the high school, I think we got a volleyball game today, so those things are fun to watch. Let's see. Also, during the show today, we'll be giving away one of those delicious ice cream cakes from over at the Dairy Queen. We've got a few entries in that today. And if you want to be entered in that, the thing you got to do is call 243-5574. And don't forget your 931 now. I think that's now a requisite. But and speak slowly and clearly into that answering machine. And if you've got a little bit of a strange name, it probably wouldn't hurt to repeat it slowly so I can understand it. But sometimes we get one that's kind of hard to understand, and I'll just make a little note as close as I think I can, and we'll announce it. And, of course, then two or three with the same close name will come up and claim the cake. But we have lots of fun with this. I know a couple of weeks ago they had a new young lady over at the Dairy Queen who had never heard of this thing before, and she refused to take the card because she hadn't heard of no birthday club or anything. And she had a genuine Dairy Queen gift card. But we got that straightened out pretty quick. Sometimes it's kind of strange how things happen. But it's a pleasure being here this morning, as always. And let's see, I said early on we've got Mayor Luke Collinger with us, and I think we're going to take a few I take that back. We're not going to take a few minutes for commercials this morning. We're going to go right into Mayor Collinger. We're giving him priority this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Coach Watson. I appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate you. And hey, just as you did, I also want to congratulate our football team. Got to listen to it with our fine bunch that does the commentary on the internet, and I love it. I'd rather listen to those guys as watch it. And I want to thank you and Miss Faye and Kevin and everybody for all the things you're doing here at the courthouse and with having this radio program. It is super. And I tell you, we've got a lot of great things going on here in Salina. I'm very proud to talk about. And hey, before I talk about those, there's one thing that I tell people. There's three things that you need to make sure you see in your lifetime. You need to make sure that you see Washington, D.C. You need to see Yellowstone National Park, and you need to see Salina, Tennessee. Now, that's the big three right there,
yeah,
Coach.
Absolutely.
The big three.
And you know, we get to get up and look at it every morning.
Every day. And the best thing about it is if you break down, there's 20 people going to stop to help you. So my old junky vehicles work good in Salina because I know, hey, I'm going to be in good shape no matter where I break down at.
You know, I know when I was making the decision to move to Salina, Tennessee, after you graduate from 4 years of college and you see the salaries there and everything, and you look on there and the first thing you notice, hey, they're about $15,000, $20,000 less than a lot of places.
Right.
But then it hits you, them people making them $20,000 or $30,000 more a year, they come up here and pay about $1,000 a day just to stay here. And we get to stay here all, that's 360 times 1,000.
Exactly.
So you can't get much better than that, can you?
Yeah, when you put a pencil to it, we're the richest in the country, aren't we?
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, let me just go over some of the priorities with you, some things we've got going on. I'm happy to announce that we're meeting with the owner of the hospital, Mr. Johnny Presley, tonight at 5:30. Of course, the public is welcome. And then after that meeting at 6:30, we're having a meeting about getting some water problems, some drainage problems fixed in the city for an area. But anyway, We are hoping that we can find a way to get our hospital back open again. Now, it is a difficult task. We are a small community, and, of course, for a hospital to survive, it needs enough customers. I mean, that's what it takes at the end of the day. But the simple truth is we can do it. If the city and the county and the people of this community are determined to have a hospital, then we can do it. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to continue to work at it, and I feel optimistic. I know it's a long journey, and we've taken the first few steps of that long journey, but we can get there.
You know, that's something too. That is that it takes a long time. I think Mr. Presley, he actually lost his certification and all those things when he closed down. You got to start all. Whoever gets it has got to start all over again.
It is a process of the price that he has put on the building is $1.5 million, and I forget how many acres is with it. And I apologize, I forget the square footage of the facility,
right.
but it's a big building, and I think at that price, I don't know, it's $30-$35 a square foot or something at that price. But still, $1.5 million is a lot of money to Salina. It's a lot of money to Clay County. So we're just going to proceed and do everything we can do to make it happen. And one thing that kind of complicates it is you look at the city and the county budget, there are things that are earmarked and monies, for example, monies from water cannot be used to purchase a hospital. Monies from the gas tax cannot be used to purchase a hospital. So it comes back to sales tax revenue and property tax, you know, that general fund. And it is not as big as we'd like it to be. A property tax penny in the city of Salina brings in about $2,100. So it's not a lot. But we can certainly do it. There's no doubt. And we're going to continue to work hard in that direction. Now, one good thing, very, very good, is that the city is getting some COVID money, for lack of a better word. It's American Rescue Plan money. And we'll be getting $190,000this fall, September, October, if everything goes as planned with the federales. And then we get it 2 years in a row. So we'll be getting about $380,000 for the city. And then the county over that same 2 year period is going to get a little less than $1.5 million. So obviously COVID is terrible, and it's done a lot of terrible things to this country. But I guess a good thing that's come out of it is the city and the county is going to have some money that could be used to purchase a hospital. So if we can get a partnership, we can pull it off. There's a lot of different ways to do it. You know, the city, county, own it, lease it to somebody, at least purchase. Now, if it's an ownership situation with city and county, it would be eligible for some grants, and it makes it in a more competitive situation. But the risk involved in that is if the city, county owns it and it loses money, then it's the property tax or sales tax, you know, has to pay for that shortfall.
Yeah, but we can't unbalance the budgets, can we?
they've got to be right. Yep. Yeah, the money has to be right, no doubt about that. And hey, the next thing, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I better.
We can take time.
Okay.
Let me ask you, to me, as a citizen, I think one of the most important things is we know this is going to be a long term, even if we get the hospital, because we have got to, the city, the people, everyone here, we have got to gain confidence in that hospital once it's here. And by gaining confidence, that means we go there for our medical services. And that's something that's something that money doesn't buy, or a new pretty building doesn't buy.
That's true.
All the doctors in the world, and until the clientele here in the county and the surrounding counties gain confidence in it and know it's going to be there and going to, that it is a top-notch and something that they trust, it's not going to work, is it, Mayor?
You know, you brought up a great point, and I know when I was younger and having to go to the hospital for different events with my family or friends, we had a tremendous amount of confidence in the people that were there. Yeah, T.B. Rich, a great example. Her and my mother and my father and the whole family, you know, great friends, loved her, and she loved us. And, you know, when you have people there that you trust and really feel good about, I think it makes a huge, huge difference. Well, I know it does. And to be able to go to, Dr. Copeland, Dr. Beatty, Dr. Horn, any of these doctors, Mike Bowles, Dr. Bowles, Dr. Scott, I mean, it makes a difference to have these people that you really count on. And if, and I do believe when we get it open, I sure hope that we find a way to make sure we get those good people there that people in the community know, like, trust. And so you're right. That's it could be shiny and brand new, but if you don't have confidence and you don't know the people there, those relationships make a big, big difference. You know, I'm not for sure who said it, but I believe it. People don't care what you know until they know you care. And when it comes to medical stuff, it may not be as much with an attorney, but when it comes to medical stuff and with your most dealings with people, they want to know that you care. And so, yeah, you brought up a great point.
Okay, right now, I think we can do a little commercial.
Okay, well, hey, we got to thank these people.
All right, we'll be right back in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems, such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Mayor Collins.
Thank you, Coach Watson. Thank you so much. Hey, I sure appreciate the time you've given me, and I know we've talked a lot about the hospital. If you don't mind, there's so many other good things.
Okay, just ease right on down that line.
Yeah.
But don't rush.
Don't rush. The next thing.
Just hurry up, but don't
just
rush.
Just hurry up. Oh, hurry up and take your time doing it.
Yeah.
our park, our Dawson Park down here, I tell you what, Thomas, I have been blessed in that I've been involved in different, you know, groups and teams and this and that, but I have never seen a more motivated group of people that are working on our Dawson Park. Now, they are getting it done, and I really appreciate them so much. And we have talked to several different people and entities, businesses and individuals about donating money to the park, and we've got a bunch of people that are going to help, and I really feel good about Dawson Park, and we're mowing the grass down there. It's not knee high anymore. Trying to mow it once a week right now. Getting the bathrooms cleaned every day, and I met with some Tri-County folks this morning. Going to meet with them again today. Try to get some lights fixed, and of course we're having this great event coming up. I know Carol's going to talk more about it, so I don't want to tell all the stuff about the park, but I've got to mention.
And the greatest thing you can donate is some of your time down there when it comes time to do some cleaning or cutting some bushes or just doing things.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. And I want to take the time to thank your friend and mine, Coach Edwards, another good basketball coach. And his boys' ball team, and I think he's going to communicate with some other individuals about maybe some other teams coming down. And on September the 18th, that Saturday, they're going to paint the pavilion and the picnic tables, pavilions. And I know that Salina Lumber Company, Clay County Feeds, donate paint for it and paint brushes and those type things. And we want to invite anybody else to come down there. So great opportunity to paint those picnic tables and get that pavilion looking better. So anyway, the 18th, it's on Saturday. We'll start at 8 o'clock and go till 12 o'clock or just whenever. But
Next in line is.
And next in line is our sewer plant. You know, right now we're on a moratorium, unfortunately, and we cannot put anybody on sewer. If you built a home or a business in the city of Salina, you couldn't hook on the sewer because of the moratorium. But we're working on that, and I want to take the opportunity to thank Tanya Spears, the previous mayor. Tanya and that group of aldermen applied for some sewer grants and the industrial board, and we appreciate what they're doing and what they have done. So we hope, you know, these things, unfortunately, Thomas, take way too much time, but it's just it's government, it's a system of checks and balances. But I would expect within a couple of years or less that then businesses and people could start hooking back into the city sewer system. So we're making a lot of progress on that. And our city streets, now we have a priority list. And because of Miss Patricia Hayes and Rush Rich, they volunteered, and we've got a priority list of roads that we want to patch and try to get improved. But also, we're getting some bids on paving all the city streets. Now, our gas tax money can obviously be used for that, so we need, of course, the bids. And to see, and we've also talked to Rural Development about getting a low-interest loan to pave the roads. It'd probably be a 10, 15, 20-year loan, but we would like to get that done also. Of course, we'll have to wait and see what the bids come in at, and what we might have to do instead of paving all the streets at one time, we may have to go on a priority to where in 1 year we pave this group of streets. In the second year, it may have a 5 or 10-year plan, but it is something that is needed, and I really appreciate Patricia and Rush for getting this study done for us. And you everybody, me included, I think my road's the worst. But when you get to riding around town, you really find some places that that need some love. So we are working on that. Hey, I want to back up a little bit to the park. And tell you something that we really need. We really need some property donated in the city for a park. And I've been in communication with some of the school board members, and I'm going to go meet with the school board, and we're hoping that we might be able to work out some type of a partnership with the school board with the property in front of the old gymnasium to maybe make a park there. And here's the reason for that. I think I mentioned when the mic was off that some years ago we sent a study home to all the school kids to give their parents to write down what was most important for them. You know, is it jobs, health care, and parks was number one. They wanted parks, they wanted recreation, and that's what we want to give them.
Well, let me throw something in there. Wouldn't it be nice back at the end of that little park if we took control of our old gym before it rots down and turn it into a community recreation area at the back of a park? Now, would that not be a right plum right here in the middle of this pie?
I want to give you an amen on that, brother. I agree with you 100%, and I would love to work out a partnership with the school for the city to take that over and have it an event building to play basketball, volleyball, people to go in there and do some things. I know there's some issues with the roof and the floor, and I know it needs some love, you know, needs some money, needs some attention, but we can do it. I mean, we can do it. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So if you know anybody that might be interested in donating some property, and remember, when they do that donation, that can be a real good tax write-off. So financially, some people would be, you know, better off to donate some property. You know, we'll get an appraisal, and then they could use that to help them on their taxes. I'm not a Now, Miss Carol's going to be speaking next, I think. Of course, she's a CPA, so she could tell you a lot more about those type things. But I know sometimes with certain situations, you better off to give stuff away than you are sell it. So anyway, and if y'all see anybody out there, encourage them to help with that, and encourage the school board and one thing with the Corps, and we appreciate the Corps letting us have a lease on the park, but it is slow. We do have to have their permission to do just about anything. Now, we don't have to have their permission to mow the grass and to clean and paint and fix the lights and those type of things. But digging is the real issue, digging or construction. And it can really, really be a long delay, as long as a couple of years just to get their permission. But if we own the property, if the school gives some property or somebody gave us some property and it was ours, then we don't have to have anybody's permission. We can just dig and we can start building and doing, and that would be a better situation. Of course, we don't want to give up on Donaldson Park. We've got a lot of great things going on there. So, but if we had two or three, then that's fine. Nothing wrong with having more of them. I think that speaks volumes about a community when it has lots of parks and recreation areas and things for people to do. We have a housing grant that's going to be available. It's $500,000 for people in the city of Salina. Now, we'll be talking about that in a couple of months, probably, asking people to come and sign up. And it is a grant to either fix up or replace homes to a certain standard. And there's income requirements, or it's a federal program, and it has federal guidelines. So it's based on, you get so many points for your age, so many points for your income, and so many points for different things. But anyway, I want to encourage anybody and everybody to apply for it. And if it doesn't work out and you don't get anything, be patient. Don't get your feelings hurt. We'll apply for another. And I need to thank Tanya Spears for applying for that. That's something that she applied for, but we do appreciate it, and we want to continue to do that. And let me go over some of the other grants that we've got. And I want to thank Dr. Young. I know he worked hard, got a $1,000 grant for our parks and playgrounds, and we're hoping to fix up the. Well, not hoping to. We're going to fix up the tennis court down there. I know Miss Faye's a big tennis player. I'm sure she'd like to see the court down there fixed up. And then with some, and probably some of that money will be used for a splash pad and some other things, and maybe some lighting. And I'm not for sure. And that'll be really up to the our park board. They're doing a great job, and they are a good voice of the people, and whatever the people want down there, you know, that's what we want. We do have a sidewalk grant. It's about, I think, $472,000, and have a. Of course, I told you about the rescue and recovery money. It's $190,000 times two. And then we have some state recovery money, about $30,000. Tourism enhancement, Dr. Young has been involved in that. It's $12,000. Some facade money to fix up facades of our businesses around town, and some of that's already been done. We just want to continue to do that. And then we have some grants that have been. Applied for, and I know Carol Abney is working on a workforce grant for us, and it's a $1.5 million. So it's a, of course, they're all a big deal, but dang, $1.5 million, I mean, that's a lot of dollars. And then some other things that she's working on, too. A downtown grant, $150,000. Something that's kind of neat, a safety grant, something you don't think as much about, but $3,000 to help buy safety jackets for our employees and things that would shine in the dark. and then have a $5,000 grant, and we're going to put in some lightning rods. We're going to take Ben Franklin's advice and put in some lightning rods. For some odd reason, the city of Salina is a little bit of a geological oddity in that it seems to have more lightning strikes than some of these other areas, which you would think would not happen because we're kind of in a bowl. But anyway, it, for whatever reason, the numbers speak for themselves. But we have a lot of pumps that get burned out, water pumps, pumps. And dang, these pumps, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, maybe $30,000, and even to rebuild them is tens of thousands of dollars. So if we can get some lightning rods up and keep these pumps from getting burned out and save us on insurance, plus it'll save us on cost because, you know, the insurance, you know, we have deductibles and those type things. So we want to do anything and everything we can to leverage these grants, Thomas, because when you're a small city that doesn't have much money, you've got to find a way to leverage that and beg everybody you can to give you some money to try to make things better. I know Carroll Abney is also working on a $50,000 T-Mobile grant that she might tell you about here in a minute when she comes on. And then we've got a health grant. And that amount is undetermined, and Carol's working on it. And it could go back, what you were talking about, into trails and parks and walking. So now with the park over in Livingston, the one that's in town, and it's great. If you hadn't been to it, be sure to go see it. You know, it has a splash pad and has big, nice new bathrooms, has an amphitheater. It's great. But it was primarily done through some health grants, through the Diabetes Coalition and through some health grants. And something that Livingston's been able to do that we want to try to do, somehow they got some type of a special sales tax status, which has allowed them to collect more sales tax money and less sales tax money to go to the state. So I've been in communication with Mayor Curtis Hayes over in Livingston, does a great job, good guy, and we want to try to pull that off. I mean, that sounds like a great way to get some more money here in town. I think there's some strings attached to it, because there always is when you do things with the city, with the state and the federal government. So with that money, it can only be spent on certain things, but hey, that's fine. No problem. We'll spend it wherever they think they'll let us. So I'm all for that. But most of the time I don't have any trouble talking. But to tell you the truth, I have run out of my talking points. Is there? If you got some questions, you might ask me. Or I thought it'd take me longer, to tell you the truth.
You know, I know one of the things that we hear bandied for years and years been tossed around, that is a swimming pool.
Yeah.
All we've got to do is kind of look around the communities around. Those things are, they're not swimming pools, they're sinkholes. Because there's no way that you can ever get enough revenue to even pay for enough chlorine to keep the water pure. That's a big deal.
I would love to do one, and I have visited some other communities that have some, and the ones that seem to cost the less to maintain are the ones that are actually indoor, and they have some other things in with it, and they charge a fee just like you're at a health club, you know, to go exercise or something. But they don't have any lifeguards on duty, and it's, you know, swim at your own risk. I'm sure, I feel like the communities don't make money, but it's still a service for the community, and I would love to have one. There's some communities up in Kentucky that really have some nice ones. They're not that large, but they are nice, and they're indoors. You can swim in the winter, in the summer. I mean, climate control is pretty handy.
Well, Mayor, I'm going to right now. I think maybe like sometime around the 1st of November, you're going to come in, and you're going to have a big, long list, and you're going to kind of give the folks a state of the city.
State of the city. Hey, when I was county executive, I gave a state of the county address. So we need a state of the state of the city
about
address.
The 1st of November, which gives you time to get your feathers dried off. But I appreciate you being here with us this morning. And like I said, you have an open. Anytime you have anything special you need to talk about, you come stick your head in the door about 9 o'clock, and we'll have a spot for you for a little while.
Well, I appreciate you so much. And I guess in closing, I certainly want to take the opportunity to thank all the people here in Clay County, here in Salina, that make such a difference and volunteer and help with parks and all kinds of things. And, you know, that's best place in the world, Salina, Tennessee. I wouldn't live anywhere else. And I'm sure they'll I'll die here. It's my home. So,
okay.
Thank you so much.
With that, do our birthday list for today real quick. Be here. We've got a few on this. Remind everyone that we'll be drawing a name out here at the end of the show. And you will, if we draw your name out, you will have won a certificate to the Salina Dairy Queen to get you an ice cream cake. And celebrating this week with birthdays, Miss Denise Hopper celebrating a birthday. Allie Reagan is celebrating her 13th birthday, I believe, on the 26th of this month. And this is from Granny and Pa and all of her cousins and aunts and uncles and just everyone. And also celebrating a birthday, Letitia Abbott Key. And we'd like to wish Roy and Joy Henson. They celebrated their 54th wedding anniversary on August the 20th. And then also Miss Sandra Kerr is celebrating a birthday on the 24th. And with that, here toward the end of the show, we'll be drawing out a lucky winner of one of those ice cream cakes. With that, a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute. And Miss Carol Abney is here with me, and we're going to talk a little bit about the park and some of the things going on down there. We'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug and opioid misuse often starts at home. On average, 4,400 people ages 12 and under misuse prescription medication for the first time every day. Sharing prescription medications with friends or family members is dangerous and against the law. The misuse of prescription medications can lead to severe health problems and even opioid use disorder. Start preventing prescription drug and opioid misuse at home. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. I have Miss Carol Abney here with me this morning. I don't know. Well, hey, somebody just come by and said howdy to us out there. We get a little bit of that during the day here, don't we?
Yeah.
Thank goodness in one way. Carol, I know you are a member of the Parks Board.
I am.
You want to tell us who comprises the Parks Board in case someone wants to talk to someone about it?
So when Mayor Luke won the election, he called me up and he said, we've got a lease. I think Tanya had gotten a lease while she was mayor.
Right.
So we got the lease for the Donaldson Park area, and we're so thankful. A lot of us have been working a long time on trying to get that lease.
Absolutely.
And so we comprised a Solana Park Foundation of 10 members. We've got a couple of the aldermen, Mayor Luke, and then the officers on the park board. I'm the chair, and the vice chair is Jason Upton, treasurer Sydney Birdwell, secretary Tamika Garrison, a couple of other people that are professionals in their field. Bobby Reed, he helps us a lot. He's worked with the Corps of Engineers a lot, and he helps keep us in line about what we're doing. Gary Plumley and Jason Hamilton are helping us with maintenance. Vice Mayor Justin Rich is down there. He's done a lot of volunteer work down there. So Kenny Westmoreland is helping us start a club at the high school. So the Clay County High School Park Club, I think they're going to pick their name this week, so that's exciting. But we're going to help them get their community service hours for all their mentorship programs, like the peer, you know, the Tennessee Promise, where they have
right.
to have so many service hours and
right.
then they get to go to school. So we're excited about that. And then I think Luke talked about we've got a lot of local people that have donated things for the park, and it's been amazing. But if you want information about how to help us, you can talk to any of those people in town, and they will be glad to give you a job, because the more people we have involved, the better it is for all of us.
You know, there are so many things down there that, like I said before, they don't require money. They just require a strong back.
They do.
I mean, there's so many things down there that, you know, things that just make the place look better. And I know right now we're right in the middle of something that's been a great, great boon to the park, and that is what's the name of our archery club? We got to put
the Tuckasee.
They had to put Kentucky in front of them. Usually we see things like Kentucky for
them. Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine and dandy.
Yeah.
And I know that's a great organization, and I know they have a bunch of things they do down there.
Rhonda Elam does that, and they have brought so many people to Solana for their events. I think they had one event here not long ago that had over 600 people. So, you know, bringing that type of people that just drive through our town, that helps our economy. And, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about today is with the park, redoing the park, and, of course, Mayor Luke talked about redoing some other parks, and I'm very excited about all that because people love that. That's one of the reasons we stay here. As you know, it's a trade-off. You know, we have jobs, and we may not make as much money as they do in the city, but at the same time, look where we live. Like,
right.
It's amazing
here. We've got every day what everybody else is paying for to spend a day or two.
That's right. And, you know, talking about redoing the park and having it nice and having some events down there and stuff, this could help us draw doctors, remote workers. I mean, you're talking about a real boom to our economy by improving the park system, and I'm so excited about it.
And I'm excited about it. I'm going to get to do one of the major events here in a few weeks down there with our car show, and we're expecting maybe upwards of a couple hundred cars down there for that thing. So.
You always have a lot of cars. It's very exciting, and a lot of people from different places. You know, it brings a lot of people here. And, of course, you know me. My husband's at Randall's Garage. We love old cars, so.
And I know Rhonda, and you might want to check with her and get a copy of that. They did a kind of a non-official survey.
She sent me a copy of that.
The amount of money that people mm-hmm. came here.
Yes.
And spent the weekend while
yes.
they were here at the archery thing. And it's an amazing
amount of money. Yeah,
that they spend here.
Yeah, so I can't remember the exact numbers. I know it was on above $80,000 just for certain things. So when you look at the whole survey, it's just bringing people. And plus we have, I know you sit here and see all the boats that go through Solana all the time. So we have a good opportunity right now to improve things greatly, and to be honest, we deserve it in Solana. We've had a tough little, you know, 4 or 5 years with Liz in the hospital and stuff, and it's time. And I know that Dale Reagan and Luke Collins, I know people are working hard to try to make sure we get our hospital back and the park board wants to help be a part of that.
You know, and so much of what goes on has to be behind the scenes work that you really can't talk about until it's done. And sometimes it takes years and years. I know the sidewalk project. We started working on that, golly, probably 8 years ago, mm-hmm. and had it all worked out, but we couldn't come up with a way to finance it.
Right.
And had to put it on the back burner. And they finally convinced the state of a very favorable way for us to finance it. And so it's going to take place now.
I think the key to accomplishing anything here, because we have more barriers than some people. You know, we're a very remote area. We don't have a lot of good paying jobs. We have some, but we don't have a lot. But the key is to just stay diligent and keep working on whatever your goal is and not get sidetracked. You know, the first time we talked about getting the park, I think, was 4 mayors ago.
Right.
So, you know.
And I know that there's, as far as this county has so many pluses that I know that I don't know how we get the word out to the right people, but the infrastructure in this county, I doubt if there's a county anywhere in the state of Tennessee that has a better infrastructure for internet, for communications, all those things than we have here with Twin Lakes. I mean, we've had fiber hung on the poles here since 1990.
We're very fortunate with our Twin Lakes internet. I have a lot of friends across the state of Tennessee, and they're not as fortunate as we are, and that's why I've been working hard on a workforce grant that promotes remote work, because, you know, people can come here and live and enjoy our resources, the lakes, the parks and stuff, and they can still have a good paying job. We've just got to find a way to bridge the people that's here in this town together with those jobs.
And, you know, I can remember over the years, beginning back in the 90s, when the state of Tennessee started concentrating on connecting the schools with Connect 10 and all those type of things. And the money that they would come up with was to improve the copper delivery. And it made it very hard for us to convince them that we didn't need money for improving our copper connection. We needed money to allow us to connect to a fiber connection. And it was a tough go for a long time of pulling those teeth out the State Department to get money for improving the fiber here.
So it's funny you say that. I remember going to, I believe it was the Chamber in 2012, and I was telling them we need a remote work initiative. Of course, nobody had one in 2012. This is just, you know, this is 2021, and they've just started pushing it tremendously now. But I'd say 2015, 2016 is when it took off. But, you know, they laughed at me. I had CPA firms when I graduated college. I said, well, do you have any remote workers? The CPA firms laughed at me, and now we all work at home. So I think one of the drawbacks to being here in our glorious little place is that sometimes we don't understand how things are changing outside. So if we can mesh those two things, if we can save our culture and our beautiful resources, plus update a little bit, then it will help us.
And I know, well, like I say, with the Twin Lakes folks, they're constantly, I think we saw them stringing fiber through town here the last few days. And we are probably, if not one of the best independent phone co-op in the United States as far as fiber access.
Twin Lakes is amazing. They do an excellent job. And actually, our treasurer, Sydney Birdwell, she's the marketing director at Twin Lakes. And one of the reasons she wanted to be on the board is because she has 3 kids, expecting another one. So, and, you know, she's not leaving Salina, but those jobs are very coveted, and she felt fortunate to get that. And I'm so proud of her for what she's done. You know, Twin Lakes is an asset to this community.
And they will, and I know right now, I don't know really and truly anyone that wants fiber to the home that doesn't have it right now.
I don't know anybody that doesn't have it.
Of course, we hear our national representatives, our state, our federal senators, and they talk about they're working to get money to get the broadband connection to these poor counties in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get left out a lot of those because
we do, yeah.
because we already have it.
Yeah, and that's the reason we've tried to change the focus and focus on an initiative that uses broadband instead of trying to because they have the state and federal government has poured a lot of money into trying to make sure everybody's connected, and we just happen to be fortunate in that area, and you know we're very lucky to have the broadband we have.
So we have the cheap power, we have the water, and we have great communications.
Yeah,
folks. Come to Clay County and build and,
yes.
And you know, bring us one of those places that's going to hire. We know that the days of hiring, like Oshkosh, with 300 or 400 people, that's not going to happen. But, you know, we continue to see those places where they're bringing in 75 to 100 jobs, mm-hmm. and we're very capable of taking care of a couple like that.
We are, and, you know, a lot of my friends, like in urban areas, like in Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga, They work at home because their companies have figured out instead of putting money into the brick and mortar and wasting, they feel like that's a waste. They let people work at home and then they have more money to pay them salaries and put towards benefits and things like that. So I think we have a real opportunity here to open up the remote work section of this county.
We need to talk about Saturday night, don't we?
We do. We are very excited. So when we first... We've had one meeting of the park board, and then our next meeting is the third Tuesday at 5:30 next month. But we wanted to do something for Clay County. And so what we came up with, actually Sydney Birdwell and Tamika Garrison headed up this project. We're having a movie in the park at Donaldson Park this Saturday night, August 28th. And we're so excited. We've got, several local vendors, I think Mayor Collins' wife, Angela, and their crews selling snow cones, and then we've got a couple other people that's doing walking tacos and cotton candy. We're going to have bounce houses for the kids. Somebody donated those. I'm not sure. I'd have to ask Sydney. But Sydney and Tamika have worked tirelessly to make this, and we're doing it for free. So bring a chair, bring a blanket, bring your kids, let them play, watch a movie. The movie is Croods 2. Everybody's really excited about that. But it's so inspiring to see something happening for us in this town because we deserve it. I mean, we deserve to have nice things in a movie in the park. We thought that would be a great way to celebrate having the park and all the plans that we have for it.
Okay, can I add something nostalgic to that?
Sure.
The old Clay Theater on a Saturday afternoon for a quarter. You could get in to watch the movie for 14 cents.
Oh, wow.
And get a nickel coat and a nickel bag of popcorn.
Wow.
How about if we let someone, say, a certain age, pay a quarter and get that deal?
Oh, well, I can't make any deals. It's not my program. But I'll bring that up with Cindy and see what she says. But, yeah, you know, it's funny. Randall Farage, my husband, and Adney CPA is sponsoring the movie because we're excited about it, but our address is Theater Drive. We used to have the drive-in down there, and it's so exciting to have a local movie for residents, just something to do, and you know, it's been a long while since we've done anything like this, so I can't wait for Saturday night and bring everybody come out and enjoy the night. It's going to be amazing.
I can remember at that theater, at least once every year, they would play Thunder Road with Robert Mitchum.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just amazing to sit there and wait and watch all the guys tearing out, heading back up the ridge and spinning their tires all the way across
funny.
The old Obie Ridge.
Oh, everybody loves their cars now.
Okay, now, some of the things that are priorities right now, I know the splash pad is one of those things right now. And, of course, that is something that it doesn't require a lot of maintenance. It doesn't require lifeguards. And it's something that anyone can use basically any time the park's open, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, everybody here wants a splash pad, and we're going to work hard and make sure that we get it for the residents. And one of the other priorities, of course, the mission of the Solana Park Foundation is to restore, improve, and maintain the park for Clay County residents, for all residents. And we want to make sure that we get the tennis court, the basketball court, the volleyball court, and all that up and refurbished in good working condition for everybody, because it's been a long time, honestly, since there's been lights at the tennis courts and
right.
things like that. So Tri-County's been gracious enough, I think, Mayor Collins met with them this morning, and they're going to help us get the electric and stuff back. And I know that the Vice Mayor Rooney has worked hard to meet with a lot of people. We're working on getting, like, better water fountains and things like the hands-free water filling stations,
right,
and stuff for safety purposes. And then the Clay County High School boys team is going to paint the pavilions and the picnic tables. And we're in talks with some people. We've had one person that's talking about voluntarily building a pavilion down there. And, of course, you know, we kind of have a natural amphitheater down there beside the marble yard. So we even talked about, we're fortunate enough to have some people here in Solana that work with famous people, you know, singers and stuff in Nashville. So we've talked about having a concert to help raise money for the splash pad and things like that. And then, of course, we're going to restore the marble yard down there, and we've just got a few things going. So we're very excited. We want to make sure that we get it up and running and safe for everybody. And then the splash pad is one of our number one priorities. And we've even got places for camping spots and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of property down there. So,
you know, that's something that they're on that it subleasing for someone that if the city develop and
mm-hmm.
set up the stations for campers and
yes.
then sublease it to a vacation group.
Yes, somebody that can
do online reservations
yes.
and
yes.
that type of thing.
So there's a lot more property down there than you realize.
Well, we can remember how much of it was cleared off on the ride going down to
Yes, and so there's already electrical hookups that's run over there for camper spots. And so I think we can find ways to better use the resources that we have at the park to help have money to maintain the park, because that's the bottom line. The reason the park went into disrepair is because they didn't have the federal funds to keep it up.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully we can, and we've even discussed putting a driving range down there, make money for, I mean, we've got the big field out there in the front. We've talked about, of course, we're going to repair the boat ramp. They say when it gets low in the winter, the boat ramp needs repairing
right.
out there. So, you know, we've just got a few things going. We want to make it one of the nicest places in Solana. It was amazing when I was in grade school, was in the early 80s, which I guess I'm aging. I'm telling my age there. But, you know, I never thought that I would see, we took it for granted. Because it was so nice down there, we never thought that we'd see a day when we didn't have it. So I want to make sure that we get it back to that.
And, you know, and the river walk down there, where you can walk down through there and actually see the river.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks don't realize that the river's down there, and what a beautiful, and how many cities do you see where they have got the river walk, and that's something that they really,
yeah.
they really promote.
You know, and so Jason Upton, our vice chair of the park board, is he works with forestry and the Tennessee. He actually went and talked to the Tennessee State Forestry and talked about how we could clear that out, because of course we have to answer to several people at the state
right.
level and at the federal level, but we are working hard to get that worked out. So he's got a way that we can clean up that trail, and you can see that river walk as you go down through there. So we're excited about that. And then the advertising, like you said, I mean, social media is free. We can promote all that stuff and make sure that everybody knows that we have a river walk in Solana.
And just think how long that river walk could actually be if we wanted to extend it on down the river a little
bit. I know. We actually talked about that. Like, it's a good, like, you don't get many like that. So,
no.
Yeah, we have a lot of resources. We've just got to find the best use of them.
And I think with the marble thing, we may have some exciting news a little bit later on about
yeah.
some things with our marble yard down there.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to talk about that much yet. Just
no, but we're going to restore the marble yard, so. That's in the plans.
I got a little bird in my ear said we got to quit talking here in a few minutes.
I appreciate you having me here.
You want to reach in there and don't peep and pull a number out, and somebody's going to win a cake. What number did we get?
Number 10.
On the other side of it.
Oh, you'll have to look at it.
Number 2.
Number 2.
Allie Reagan.
There you go.
Happy right. birthday.
Go ahead.
And you know the procedure. Come out by the chamber, pick up your little Dairy Queen coupon, and go get your cake. And with that, I guess we'll have to shut the doors here at the old building. And it's been a pleasure once again being with everyone. Don't forget, 5 o'clock this afternoon for the rebroadcast, and also pretty soon they'll pull it down out of the cloud, and this will be on Dale Hall Horizon newspaper website. And with that, I guess, you know, it's time we got it shut down. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday, 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5. And with that, good day, Clay County.